This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
A quiet overnight, a little bit of back infill for these soybeans, down just a couple here. That's after a big up day to start the week. Still some bullishness there on the soy complex related to a couple of different items. One, that we're getting some advanced export activity here, some buying from China last week, some huge daily sales announcements. We started off the week with some more of the same here, and that's a positive sign that we're starting to see extra trade demand there on the soybeans, in part possibly driven by importers and their worry over this deteriorating weather in Brazil. It's early yet, but they know that, you know, it could be now a later harvest here eventually because of the delayed planting, and eventually too probably a smaller crop overall because of the stress that we have. And so that's a bullish storyline in this market as well.
Joe, when we talk about harvest progress, we're pretty much nearing the finish line for the overall picture, but there are still some pockets that have quite a bit of work to do.
That's right. We got those numbers in yesterday afternoon to show the national corn harvest at 88% complete. That's a couple points ahead of the five-year average, but it's skewed because of those states across the West: Iowa at 94%, Illinois even in the middle at 95%. Pretty well wrapped up, but that's not the case for states in the north, like Wisconsin is a laggard at 66%, Michigan, Indiana facing some delays along with Ohio. So it's a much different storyline if you flip the eastern Corn Belt and the western Corn Belt.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 2.25 at 475 even. November soybeans up a half cent at 1368 and a half. On the Merck, December live cattle up 62 cents at 175.57. November feeder cattle down 32 cents at 230.40. December lean hogs down 85 cents at 72.50. December pork cutout up 90 cents at 82.95. And Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 17.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.